Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What if your child could learn from empowering and loving approaches to education? What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Imagine a community of people learning practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. If you find yourself worried about decisions your kids make and are just not getting through, Teaching from the Heart Radio will help you discover new ways to connect with your kids on a heart-based level while guiding you in bringing the fun and inspiration back into parenting. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. Now, here's your host, Julie Kay.
All right, and happy Monday morning, everyone. This is Julie Kleinhans, and you're tuned in to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. I hope you all had a great weekend, and you're ready to start your week feeling excited about whatever's coming your way. My purpose, passion, and intention for this show is to support parents, educators, caretakers, our kids, and the community to create an environment of well-being through a deeper connection on a heart-based level. Clearly, our world is in need of a major paradigm shift so we can create a better future, a peaceful future for our kids, a future where they can all thrive. And today, my very special guest, Jean Adrian, says, the time for playing small is well past. And amen to that. So I invite you to stay with us for the next hour and to also join with me in being a part of a collective movement dedicated to changing our approach to teaching and to relating to our kids by shifting from doing everything from our logical, rational mind and making room to include thinking, learning, and relating from the heart, because it's this heart space where all is possible and where miracles occur. If you'd like to learn more about me, your host, please visit my site by going to www.mindfocusgeneration.com. I'm a certified life coach and a confidence and empowerment coach for teens, young adults, and their parents. I'm also the founder of Mind Focus Generation and the creator of the Super Empowerment System for teens and young adults. And while you're there checking me out, sign up for my newsletter so you can receive great information about the different guests that I'm going to have on my show from week to week, along with other great information that will help you and the kids in your life. And when you sign up for my mailing list, you'll also receive a free gift, which is a 30-day creation planner. It's like a little journal with a lot of different things to do that will guide your kids to become deliberate creators in their life so that they could start experiencing more of what they want. And this free daily creation planner is a great way to guide kids to raise their vibration through meditation, imagination, uplifting thoughts, words, and actions, and it will also help them to apply universal laws in their daily life. I'm all about supporting parents, teachers, kids, and the community, so please get in contact with me and let me know what's going on with you and how I can help you create this in your life and in the life of your kids. Just go to my website, find the contact page, and just send me a message. So if you've been listening to my show, you know that my guests and I are really passionate about supporting adults to create a life of passion, of flow and ease for themselves, and to teach their kids to do the same. So whether you're a parent, a teacher, an aunt, or an uncle, or anyone that has young people in their lives, stay tuned. And for me, when I think about the reason why I love to work with young people so much, one of the things that I always find myself smiling about is their sense of wonderment and, you know, their sense of adventure for the world. And it's that feeling of excitement knowing that, you know, there's this great big world out there and there's so much to choose from. And, you know, one day I'm going to be old enough to experience these adventures on my own. And I see this from young people all the time. And I remember being that way myself. And then one day, a voice comes into your mind, and it goes something like this, wah, wah, You can't do that because you got to live in your reality, young woman. You got to grow up and be practical like everyone else. Who do you think you are to think life is about fun and adventure? You don't have to do things the way all of us have to do it. And it's like suddenly your adventure for life becomes more like a dreading. You dread becoming an adult. You look at your parents and your teachers and the other robot-like adults in the world that don't seem happy at all. And you're like, why the heck should I grow up to do that? I don't think so. And your dreams seem to crumble right at your feet. And you either rebel against this or you accept it. And when you accept it, you give away your personal power. But that's the old way. And the old way is not a choice for so many of us any longer, and especially for our kids. And my very special guest today is all about creating personal empowerment, and she's having a great time doing it. I mean, she is fun. Let me tell you, I just love her energy, and I know you will too. Her book is amazing. And one thing that is so important to me in creating my life and living in a spiritual way is that I have to be fun doing it. It has to be fun, you know, and I know young people feel the same way, and that's why I love them so much and I get them. So let me tell you a little bit about my guest, Jean Adrian. Jean Adrian is an author, healer, teacher, and creator of Quantum Change. She's a graduate of Florida State University with a BA in psychology. She also completed the University of the South's four-year education for ministry program. She developed and teaches the Inner Speak Breakthrough Coaching Method. She offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia. Jean's books, Reframe Your World, Conscious Living in the New Reality, and Soul Adventures are available on Amazon.com or in your local bookstore. And her new book, which is totally awesome, Power Tools, The Ultimate Owner's Manual for Empowerment, is now available as well. And she's here to speak with us about this book. Jean, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Julie. I'm just so excited to be able to kind of share your gusto and enthusiasm for helping kids to not grow up the way I grew up, you know, and to just like really enjoy every moment of their life and create the reality they desire and deserve.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, your book really just, it just speaks to me so much. And I see kids and adults just, but with kids specifically, rebelling against what's going on in the world. And I believe it's all about their truth. So can you talk about why it's so important to understand your truth for each and every one of us?
Absolutely. Well, you know, now this is sort of the gospel according to Jean Adrian. Take what you want and leave the rest, okay? But I believe that when we incarnate onto the earth plane, that we come here and each one of us has some little special spark of the divine that we're, you know, that's our mission that we're supposed to do. And, you know, I think that for so many years, consciousness really didn't support us understanding that, you know, so we sort of muddled through life, you know, historically half asleep, you know, and just sort of being and doing whatever the next right thing was, you know, whatever it was, and not actually being consciously involved in our life and even really striving to do what we came here to do. And that's so different with today's kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, today's kids really, they're coming in here with a mission. And the mission is to shake things up and to change it and to make it better, you know. And it's not easy to do that if you don't know what your truth is. And you'd spoke to this a lot, you know, when you were actually starting the beginning of the show, you know, about how important it is to not let the limiting beliefs of the people around us shape our own reality and pull us off of our own real truth. And, you know, that's what I think the message is for today's kids, is that you've got to be yourself, but in order to be yourself, you have to know what yourself is or who you are, I guess grammatically speaking,
right,
that would be
right.
a correct way to say it. you know, and as kids, you know, and I remember, even though it's been a long time since I was a kid, you know, I remember being very influenced by things outside myself. You know, in the beginning, it, you know, it's your parents that tell you what you can and can't do. And so they start laying that trip on you. And then you start in school and the teachers, you know, and the ministers, you know, all well-intended, but they also lay their trip on you. And then it gets down to peer pressure. And I think, you know, one of the overarching goals of kids is to fit in. They want to fit in because part of our mission here on planet Earth is to find our truth. But, you know, we made it difficult for ourselves. We incarnate into bodies that make us think we're separate from everybody else, you know, which is really an illusion because we're all part of the one, the divine energy. And, you know, so we want to be a part of it all, but we tend to get pulled off our direction because we think that we have to be like everybody else.
Yeah. And, you know, this is the big thing that kids struggle with. So, and your book has amazing tools to help figure this out. So when we come back from break, I'd like to talk about the everyday tools that you have in your book, like the jackhammer, which I absolutely love, and the power generator and the vacuum cleaner. So when we come back, let's talk about these amazing tools in your book and more about this book. So everybody, you're listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Transformation Talk Radio Network. This is Julie Kleinhans, host of Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, and my guest is author Jean Adrian, and she's discussing her new book, which, by the way, I am totally loving it. The new book is called Power Tools, the Ultimate Owner's Manual for Personal Empowerment. It's got so much juicy goodness and so much fun in it. Easy to apply to your own life. But before we go any further, I would like everyone to know where they can find Jean's book, where they can find her website, and how they can get in contact with her. So, Jean, can you share that with the listeners?
Absolutely. My website is jeanadrienne.com. That's JeanAdrienne.com. And on my website, right on the homepage, there are links to Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. And I just put up a link on my website where if you would like an autographed copy, you can buy it, you know, straight off the website. But both Amazon and Barnes & Noble have it. Your local bookstores have it. And if you purchase my book, you can come back to my webpage there and put in your receipt number, and it will unlock the gift page. A bunch of my friends gave some really great gifts. It's hundreds of dollars worth of gifts that are available to the people who buy the book. And also by visiting my website, you can have a link to my online InnerSpeak cards, which are a tool, it's a power tool that you can use to clear away the things that are holding you back, the limiting beliefs in your life. You can do it once a day, or I suggest you don't do it more often than that because you could throw yourself into overload. But certainly you could use it every day to release yourself from whatever it is that's blocking you that you're stuck with. So, yeah.
Those InnerSpeak cards, I was really enjoying using those. And I found them so very, very enlightening and right on.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah. So before we went to break, we were talking about the different tools in your book. And in your book, there are everyday tools that we all understand, like the vacuum cleaner, the jackhammer, the power generator. I've been using this tool since I've read the chapter. It's a lot of fun. I like starting my mornings with the power generator. So can you first start telling us, when you're writing this book, why did you choose these everyday tools?
Well, I wanted to do something different, Julie. There are lots and lots and lots of self-help books out there now, pretty much, personal books about personal power and conscious creation are a dime a dozen. And I wanted to come up with something that would differentiate what I had to say so that people didn't just look at it and go, oh, yeah, yada, yada, yada. And so that's really sort of where I came up with the idea of using metaphor taken out of daily life of tools that we use because they're very powerful in our creation of, things. Or clean things like the vacuum cleaner. so that's why I did it. And it's so funny that it won't stop, So I had all these tools that came in while I was writing the book, but guess what? They just keep coming,
You need now
that now that I've become cognizant and observing, of how everyday tools can make a difference. I guess I'm gonna have to write power tools too, because I keep getting more and more.
I love it. I when starting to read this book, and I know, like like you said, there's a dime a dozen with all of these self-help books out there, and most of them seem to be aimed at women. But it seems that, to me, this book would be very appealing to men. And for myself, working with so many young men, you know, around like 17 to the age of 23, I really feel that this book would appeal to them.
Well, that was my goal because, you know, I think the majority of the people who buy self-help type books are women. Probably 80%+ of the customers of self-help books are women, you know, and the women get it. And then they are able to maybe sometimes help the guys to get it. But, you know, it takes kind of special guys to really dive into the self-help and metaphysical and spiritual arena. So, you know, if nothing else, the book cover, I think, will appeal to men to maybe pick it up and look at it and then, you know, get drawn into finding out what's holding them back from creating what they want in their lives.
Yeah, I agree. Like starting out with the jackhammer, I love this one. And you talk about how the jackhammer helps us to really, you know, break through the BS.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. You know, we were kind of leading up to that as we talked about the things that help us from that keep us from finding what our truth is. And it's usually it's everybody else's BS. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you've ever watched a construction worker out on the street using a jackhammer, you see how powerful that is. And it's so important for each of us today and certainly for today's young people to figure out what it is they believe. Because what you believe and what is your truth, they're not necessarily the same. And, you know, it's almost like when we construct the reality that is ours, if you build it on a fundamental foundation of other people's beliefs, then what happens is it takes a heck of a lot of energy for you to maintain a reality that's not in alignment with your truth. Mm-hmm. You know, and especially as I speak to parents and kids for today, you know, if you're trying to be like everybody else or be what you think everybody else wants you to be, eventually that whole facade is going to crumble. Just like if you built a foundation for a building on cement that wasn't properly made. And eventually it would start to deteriorate and crumble. But generally what happens is when somebody's living their life not in alignment with their truth, eventually they just get mad as hell about it. And then they explode.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. The collateral damage from the explosion that happens ends up wounding not only the individual, but everybody around them and certainly all the people who love them.
Right. And mm-hmm. I see this going on with the kids. And unfortunately, the school that I taught in is having a lot of difficulties with the young people. There have been, you know, in the past 5 years, over 20 deaths due to drug overdoses, suicides. It was a student that I'm very close with. I had to go to the wake of his brother wow. last Monday. And one of, you know, I was talking to the assistant principal and I just said to her, well, I just think these kids are really showing us something. And we had a short conversation, but I guess she just wasn't ready to have that conversation with me. But I see it and I see these kids, they're not taking it lying down anymore where, you know, 20, 30 years ago, kids would, okay, I have to get in line and do what they tell me. Now they're rebelling against the system because it's a suit that does not fit them. It's uncomfortable. Right. So eventually they're going to just, you know, rip it off and watch out if you're in the way.
Exactly. And, you know, I want to offer to the listeners today the part of this jackhammer tool lesson, which is I would offer to you to sit down and write a list of the things that you believe, you know, all the things that you believe to be the truth. Just without thinking about it, without editing, just blam, 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 put it on a legal pad and write them down. And then when you can't think of anything more that you believe, go back to the top of the list and look at that belief and figure out or try to figure out where did you get that belief? you know, is this something that you came up with all by yourself, or did somebody tell you you had to believe that, or you, the worse than had to is the should word. Oh my God. Should is one of the most negative things we can do to people, to tell them that they should do this or they shouldn't do that. Because when you do that, you block a person's free will, you know? So find out where you got the belief. And then once you figure that out, if you didn't figure it out for yourself, then look at that belief, kind of put it in your heart and figure out, does it resonate with you still? Is this really part of your truth? And when I did that exercise for myself, I pretty much filled up a whole legal pad. And when I went back through the list, by the time I was done, it was down to maybe only 10 beliefs were really my core beliefs, my core values. The rest of them were things that I had taken on where I was trying to live my life in alignment with other people's desires, that I should be a good mom, that I had to be a good girl, that I had to be this, I had to be that, I had to be the bus driver, I had to be the cook, I had to be the bottle washer, you know, all of that.
And you could see how all of this turns into people that are depressed at some point in their life, or you know, they're not filling out their divine purpose, and now they start to sabotage themselves by self-medicating or whatever it is. And you know, that's where I see happening. Just now it's at an earlier age, because like you said at the beginning of the hour, these young people have come here with such a purpose, and if we're not guiding them to that purpose, they're going to make it be known. Yeah, so it looks like, oh my God, it's that time again to take a break. I mean, this is just going way too quick for me. But when we come back, we're going to talk about this owner's manual, because I like to think of this book as something that I could carry around with me and just kind of open up to any page and look at, like, okay, what tool do I need to use right now? What would benefit me? So I want to get more into the book and the different tools that you have and how they can help people. So everyone hang out for a couple minutes and we will be right back.
What's impossible, will they forget?
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. I'm here with my very special guest, author Jean Adrian, and we're talking about her book, Power Tools, The Ultimate Owner's Manual for Personal Empowerment. And I was telling her during the break, I love it because I can have this book at my bedside, or I can stuff it in my bag and take it with me, and I could say, okay, you know, use it as my little owner's manual and say, what do I need today? And just kind of open it up. And, you know, I opened it up to yesterday balancing, because it's true. I feel like my life needs more balance these days, and it's just so easy to read, practical tools, and it's a lot of fun. So Jean, can you talk about, let's say, I know this comes up a lot with kids, because they're the effect of, they feel they're the effect of everybody else's opinions, thoughts, beliefs, you know, like mom, dad, teacher, kid, other kids out there telling them how they have to do, be, act, and whatever. There's a lot of limiting beliefs. So what can we use to help clear these beliefs? Like, once we realize they're limiting beliefs and we say, okay, that belief doesn't serve me, now what tool can we use in this book to clear them away?
Absolutely. The tool for getting rid of this stuff, there are two I mean, you can use them in tandem. The first one is the Sawzall. I don't know if you know what a Sawzall is, but it's a tool. It's a saw. It's got a blade on it. It hooks up to, real world, it hooks up into a compressed air machine. And this thing is such a powerful saw that it can cut through anything. It can cut through wood, glass, metal, cement, you name it. There's nothing that the Sawzall tool can't get through. And we have to really be brutal with limiting beliefs that come to us from other people. Now, it doesn't mean that we need to make anybody else wrong when they try to lay their belief on us. Not about that at all. It's just about disconnecting from it. You know, so if you, for example, if you tried to lay a limiting belief on me, Julie, and you said, you know, we were talking about making money, and you said, well, you know, money's the root of all evil, Gene, and, you know, rich people are never happy. Well, yeah, I've got two choices. One is I can go, oh, really? You know, and I can take that belief on as my own. Or the other one is I can say, you know, Julie, I hear what you're saying, but I don't think I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, that's like taking the Sawzall to it. You cut it off right there so that it doesn't get stuck into your reality. And before the break, when we were talking about making a list of the beliefs that we think are ours, all the ones that didn't resonate when you went back through that list, those are the ones that you have to take the Sawzall to and disconnect them. But the other aspect of this is that many times when people have laid their beliefs on us, they came at us in a form of judgment where, you know, it not only was it just, you know, something like, this is my belief and here it is and you need to accept it. But a lot of times it happened because someone said something hurtful to you or hateful to you or, you know, damaging. And because you respected that person, it was a person in authority, or even like kids today in school, maybe it was one of the popular kids that said it, you know? And so you owned it, even though it wasn't right. It wasn't even the truth. You took it on because they said it, and you put it, you know, inside your heart, and it was a wound to you. And this is what happens when we don't actually process, the things that happen around us. And so when someone says something mean to you, you have the right to examine what they say and see, does that really resonate? You know, am I really that? If somebody says you're stupid or you're ugly, am I really that? I don't think so. And you can say, you know, I hear what you're saying, but I don't agree with it. I don't accept that.
Right.
And
they have to own that. You know,
it's exactly.
Like if someone gives you a gift and you don't accept it, well, who owns that gift? Well, they do.
Right. You know, and these judgments are not, they're not the kind of gifts we want to get.
Right.
You know? So it's almost like getting that lump of coal in your your Christmas stocking, you know. That's exactly what you wanted, you know. So the other tool that goes along with the Sawzall is the vacuum cleaner. You know, because we've all allowed people to lay their stuff on us, and we shouldn't have accepted it, but we did. So you got to go in and find where you've put all those old beliefs and clean them out. And generally, we store those old beliefs in our chakra system, you know, in our heart center a lot. Also in the second chakra, the creative center, and the solar plexus where we've given our power away. And some of it's up in our head. So, you know, vacuum cleaners are pretty cool because they will suck up debris. And, you know, most vacuum cleaners today come with crevice tools. I love the crevice tool metaphor because you can take that, puppy and stick it in your chakra system and just let the vacuum cleaner pull all this old wounded yuck that is bogging you down and keeping you from moving forward, being happy, and creating the reality that you desire. You can use the vacuum cleaner to do that and pull all that junk out of your body and out of your field and let it go because it wasn't ever yours to begin with. You know, and then the next piece of that is forgiveness. You know, you got to look at the people who have said things that were hurtful to you in the past or done things to you that were hurtful in the past. And you have to understand that that was their stuff and not yours. And so you just have to forgive them. And if you took on that stuff and let it bog you down, you got to forgive yourself. You know, so forgiveness is a big part of that vacuum cleaner metaphor, is forgiving it and letting it go and just releasing, releasing, releasing. Because as you do that, what happens is you become lighter. You know, your consciousness is able to grow. And as your consciousness grows, then your ability to create a positive reality for yourself, that just actually grows stronger and stronger.
Oh, yeah. I totally agree. And that forgiveness part, it's like a big weight has been lifted. It's like you can breathe. You're like, okay, I don't have to have that laying on my shoulders, my heart, the anger I feel towards them or towards myself about the choices I made or what I did.
Oh, and boy, you know, that anger generally does turn inward. That's why it's so important to get that vacuum cleaner with the crevice tool out and suck all that stuff out. Because as we, and I think I spoke about this in the first segment, you know, when we are not operating from our truth, you know, eventually, you know, that anger boils up and boils up and boils up. It almost cost me a job, Julie. You know, I got on my healing path many years ago because of a healing crisis for myself. It was anger management. And I'm one of the nicest people in the world, and I will put up with stuff, you know, forever because I, you know, that's just how I am. And it built up over time, all this anger built up over time to the point that I was getting to be very hard to be around. You know, I almost got fired, you know, for just being angry. It was just like coming out at inappropriate times. And that's really kind of how I got onto the healing path.
Yeah, and that happens for so many people. They realize, you know, I can't live this way anymore. It's just, it's killing me. And eventually, you know, it resides in your physical body, that anger. And
it can make you sick.
Yeah, absolutely. So I can't believe it's break time again. So,
we're having too much
fun. This is, you know, we're having such a great conversation. I have so many things I want to talk to you about. But when we come back, maybe we could talk about the beings of now that you communicate with, because I just, at the beginning of every chapter, I love the messages that come from the beings of now and the role they play in writing your book. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the book and the beings of now. Everybody, stay tuned. We will be right back.
Impossible, they forgot. This world keeps spinning, and with each new day.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Back, and I just absolutely love Jack Johnson, that is, right? Who's to say what's impossible and can't be found? I just love that song. So, everybody, it's Teaching from Heart with Julie Kay. I want to remind you, if you want to get to know more about me and the work I do, go to www.mindfocusgeneration.com. Sign up for my newsletter and my daily creation planner that you can use for your kids and young adult children. And let me know whatever's on your mind and how I can help you. Today, my very special guest, author Jean Adrian, Power Tools, the Ultimate Owner's Manual for Personal Empowerment. Such a good book. In fact, I think this is the best book that I have read in a very, very long time, seriously. So, Jean, let's talk about the inspiration that you had to write this book in communicating with the beings of now. Who are the beings of now?
Well, first I want to thank you for what you just said about the book, and the beings of now want to thank you too. You know, we're so supported as we raise the consciousness of planet Earth to into just a new complete reality. And there were a lot of us, apparently, that were struggling over the last couple of years, you know, with, we want to make a difference and we didn't quite know how. And not just me, but a lot of people apparently called out and asked for help. You know, it was a prayer. And one day, a couple of years ago, some beings showed up in my living room. I got to tell you, it scared the bejeebers out of me because I'd never seen anything quite like that before. I asked them who they were, and they told me, and they said that they were here to assist us, you know, not just me, but everybody in growing our consciousness to the point that we can live in heaven on earth. Because that's really what this place was supposed to be. This was supposed to be, you know, like the Garden of Eden that was talked about in scriptures. We changed it from fear, and now it's time to change it back. And they said, we're here to help you guys, you know, and they're other dimensional beings. You know, we are, each of us, we're multidimensional beings ourselves. We just don't realize that. Our linear minds, you know, can't quite comprehend that. And where they come from, I don't really know. They've not just said, they just said, you know, we come from far away, and we'll go back there when you get this, you know, when each of you gets this. In the meantime, you know, they're around to help us to grow and help us to learn. And their insight has been invaluable to me individually. And they ask me to get their messages out to other people. And I guess the first thing that I did was they asked me to create the Reconnecting Soul DNA activation cards, because they said that at one point in the evolution of the human species, we had 144 strands of DNA, not just two. And they said, you know, but there's no loss in divine plan. So you still have all that DNA. You just put it where you can't find it. Mm. You know, it's in one of your dimensional attributes, and you need to go find that. You find the frequency of it. And they said the easiest way to do that is that they were going to show me how to draw 142 glyphs or pictures that would hold the frequency for the attributes of consciousness that we let go of. And they weren't taken away from us. They said, absolutely, categorically, there are no victims. You know, right. You gave them away. You put them away because you thought you should, again, because of a limiting belief.
Right.
And immediately I started arguing, and I said, I don't draw. I can do stick figures on a good day, but that's about it. You know, they said, no. You can draw. You have at your cabin, you've got a drawing pad and not one, but two packs of colored pencils. So go dig them out and we'll show you what to do. And I got so excited, Julie, because I had never really felt that I was a creative person at all. And I started drawing these glyphs, and they were actually beautiful, and there were 142 of them, and then I gave them to a graphic artist, and she made them into JPEGs, and then they were converted into a deck of cards. So there are 142 of these beautiful pictures, and on the back side of the card, it says what attribute of consciousness it actually activates if you meditate on it. In fact, I tell people to put them in a Ziploc bag, draw one a day, meditate on it, take it into your mind through your eyes, but then put it in a Ziploc bag and set a bottle of water on it for a few minutes and let the water bottle pick up the frequency of the glyph and drink it.
Yeah, and the water has memory. Yep.
It does, you know. And actually, that's one of the gifts that for people who buy my book, the gift from me is I made a movie out of 40 of them. And so you can watch the movie, you can see the gifts, and you can hear what it activates. And the movie talks you through the process of activating 40 attributes of consciousness. And that's my gift when you go back and put your receipt on the homepage and it unlocks the gift page. Then you get the link to the DNA activation movie, Reconnecting Soul.
Oh, that is so cool. Oh my God. You guys got to go check this out. Really. This is like the most exciting show I've had in a while. I mean, I just love activating consciousness. And, you know, that's why I love the power generator, because I could sit there and ask for, okay, what do I want to activate today? You know, is it infinite supply? And just really connect with that and just feel it. You know, I don't have to do anything. I just have to receive. Right.
Exactly. You know, that's where we are today. You know, we for so long, we've all thought we had to do. You know, I've got to, you know, do this, do that, do the other. I've got to struggle. I've got to work hard.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of those limiting beliefs that I got from my mom, that you have to really work hard, that it's not worth having unless you've worked hard to get it. Baloney.
Yeah. That's not fun.
No, it's not. And, you know, the truth is, and I think that today's kids know this, the truth mm-hmm. is that we're here to enjoy life. We were brought here to have joy in our lives, bliss.
Mm-hmm.
And we were brought here to have everything we desire. This should be the universal candy store. We can have anything we want.
Yeah, mixing it up with others, sharing our gifts,
right.
Loving one another, creating together, all this great stuff. And yet we're still programming our kids to sit down, take the task, be quiet, listen to us. We know better. But hey, people, you're going to continue to be in your job, you know, complaining and not being happy if you continue in that old way. It's just like, yeah, let's wake up and look at the beauty that we each have and see what we can create from there, rather than looking at our kids as empty slates that don't know much and have to be told what to do and how to do it.
Yeah, and you know, my personal motto, and I offer this up to everyone who's listening, my personal motto is, if it's easy for me, it's right for me. And it took me almost 60 years to figure that out. And now I see that that means that I am in alignment with the divine flow, with the universal flow, when things are easy. You know that old nursery rhyme, row, row, row your boat gently mm-hmm. downstream?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a lot of truth in that one.
Oh, for sure. So, Jean, it's just, we have about 2 minutes left, and it just has been so wonderful talking with you today. What message would you like to leave our readers with? And also, please, your website one more time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the message that I want to share with people is that when you take responsibility and you're accountable for your thoughts, you know, you create then the reality that you desire and the reality that you deserve, because you don't think the negative thoughts. You catch yourself going into judgment or a negative thought so that you're able to keep yourself clean and clear with positive thoughts. And then that's what you manifest in your life. And my website is jeanadrienne.com, JeanAdrienne.
Wow. Thank you so much. I just had such a great time. We're going to have you back because there's just so many things to talk about, your book and everything.
March 12th, people can hear you on my show on awakeningzone.com. So you can share more of your heart.
Oh, yeah. Please join us on the Awakening Show. It's 8 p.m. Eastern, correct? On the 12th?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, everybody, Power Tools, the ultimate owner's manual for personal empowerment. Please pick it up. You will be so happy that you did. I want to thank everyone for being here today with me and my very special guest, Jean Adrienne. I will be back here next week at the same time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's 6 a.m. Eastern Pacific. Hello. And next week, we're going to have our very own Sue London from Transformation Talk Radio. And we're going to be talking about pets and the healing power of our beautiful pets. So thank you for being here. I hope everyone has an amazing week. Much love. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. Heartfelt learning, transforming young lives. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay and how heartfelt learning is transforming young lives, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com amazing hosts, incredible guests. Get your groove on. Feel the love. Be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.